Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Good morning, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
Okay, very exciting to be a sports reporter when the games come around, hey?
Absolutely, yeah, plenty to like about it, isn't there? Particularly the way we've started over there in Tokyo. Obviously, the opening ceremony isn't until tonight, but we've had a few sports get underway earlier. Softballers, I think, have had a win and a loss, and the Matildas, first of all, on Wednesday night, got the job done against New Zealand, which was a great start to the soccer side of things. But then last night, the David and Goliath effort from the Ollyroos with Nathaniel Atkinson involved in that, of course, our star Tasmanian that was recently best on ground in the A-League Grand Final, got the job done over Argentina. So no one would have picked that pre-game. I think they were about $6.25 odds when I had a look at Australia. So that's a huge way to kickstart the campaign.
Yeah, and that Argentine team, they have an under-23s championship in South America, and Argentina won that South American comp. So, you know, they're not a second-rate Argentinian team either.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, they've done really well. Obviously, they went down to 10 men just before half-time, which helped the Aussie cause, but they already had a goal on the board by that stage. So to get another one was just fantastic to watch last night.
Yeah, so we've got the opening ceremony tonight. It'll be low-key, but still billions of people around the world will be watching, including me and you. And so what have we got to look forward to this weekend for Tasmanians at the Games?
Yeah, well, the Hockey Boys are the first ones in action tomorrow morning. They take on Japan, so Eddie Ockenden and Josh Belt. So that's really exciting. I think Harry Hawes having a go in the rowing. I'm not sure. I had a nice story on my Win News or Brent Costello page on Facebook. If you want to have a look at that, I've mapped out when everyone's first event is from a Tasmanian perspective. Ariane Titmus is Sunday night, I think, for the heats of the swimming. So there's plenty going on this weekend. Most of our Tassie athletes are in action week one. It's only Georgia Baker and Stuart McSwain that are left for week two. So yeah, there's certainly plenty going on over the next couple of days from a Tasmanian perspective.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the footy now. So we've got Port and Collingwood tonight. Now, where's that being played, by the way? It's whereabouts?
Yeah, Marvel Stadium. Okay. So it was originally meant to be in Adelaide, but obviously Port Adelaide and Adelaide both flew out of Adelaide, which seems a bit strange running from one COVID hotspot city to another. But I guess the point of that is trying to get all the teams in one spot, making sure that if we do get locked, they do get locked down or something like that, that the season can continue, I guess. So they got out of there just in time, obviously, out of Port Adelaide. And so they'll be a home game tonight at Marvel Stadium. And Travis Boak throughout this game as well, who's been a wonderful servant for the Port Adelaide Footy Club. So all the best to him. And I think Port might win that. They get there are three young guns back for that game in Dersma, Connor Rosie as well, and Zach Butters. So I think they'll be pretty hard to beat tonight.
Agreed. Surely the game of the round is Melbourne versus Bulldogs Saturday night.
Yeah, 1v2 on the ladder, so it'll be an absolute cracker, won't it? It's the second time this year these two teams, unfortunately, won't play in front of a crowd. And you can imagine what sort of crowd would turn up for this clash, given that both of them are going so well. So that's disappointing, but it'll still be a great game nonetheless. I think the Bulldogs, in my personal opinion, are just going a little bit better at the moment. I think they might win that one tomorrow night.
Yeah, agreed. All right, let's go to TSL. What's doing there?
Yeah, well, I think it was a bit of a breakthrough weekend last weekend for the Southern clubs particularly. Obviously, Clarence went up and beat North Launceston at UTAS Stadium, and Kingborough led Launceston by 5 goals at one stage before the Blues stormed home. So I think the comps are a little bit closer than what we all think, and we'll have a look this weekend because there's some great games. I think the game of the round will be down at Skybus Oval with Borderdale hosting the Tigers. Borderdale got back on the winners list last weekend comfortably against Glenorchy, so they're in some pretty good form heading into that game. And the Tigers, as I said, gave Launceston a pretty good run. Glenorchy and Clarence at KG5, the two clubs that don't really like each other too much going head-to-head there from 1:30. And the final game of the round is North Hobart at home to North Launceston.
All right.
In sort of unfamiliar territory at the moment, coming into that game off the back of a couple of losses, so they'll be keen to bounce back, and the reigning Premier Launceston has the bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Randwell. NPL Strikers, well, they had a game during the week. They played Riverside at Windsor Park in Lonnie because that game got washed out on Saturday. And they thrashed them 8-1.
Yeah, big result, wasn't it? Huge one, particularly with I guess the short turnaround in notice that you're going to be playing a midweek game. So, no, I mean, they would have prepared for Riverside, but to be told that you're going to head up there during the week would be a little bit different for their preparation. So, yeah, great result for the Strikers, and then they've got a big game tomorrow. It's Olympia, I think they've got this weekend, isn't there?
Correct. Olympia at Valley Raid tomorrow, 2:15 for the NPL team. That'll be a good game. Take your wet weather gear if you're going. All right. Now, no NBL one for obvious reasons, so we'll watch this space for next week. So hopefully that, you know, if the situation improves in Victoria and South Australia, then we can get that competition back up and running. So our Thunder, Chargers and Tornadoes have another rest this weekend. Now, the ODI versus West Indies got called off this morning. I think it was players were actually on the field and they called them off again.
Yeah, so it was real last minute, wasn't it? Obviously, the big news out of that too is that Riley Meredith was going to make his one-day debut for Australia, so that's really disappointing that he won't get that chance today, but obviously there's a bigger situation to play with West Indies non-playing staff member testing positive for the coronavirus. So I think they get the results back sometime today, but this could cause carnage for the international fixture because Australia was supposed to go to Bangladesh on the way home. That fixture was just only announced a couple of days ago. And the West Indies are supposed to host Pakistan in the next week or two. So this could cause all that to be derailed. So we'll have to watch this space with interest for that one.
Yeah. And staying on cricket, so Ali De Winter, who's been the talent manager and pathways manager for Cricket Taz for quite a while now and former Tassie player. So he's going to be the interim coach of the Tigers, right?
He is, yeah, former Hurricanes coach to Ali De Winter in their first year, so a really good appointment. And Greg Shippard has come on in an advisory role as well, and he led the Tigers to 3 Sheffield Shield finals back in the day before going and I think leading Victoria to 4 Shield title wins, and he's led the Sydney Sixers to a couple of BBL titles in recent years. So a couple of great appointments there. Both of them won't take on the job full-time. They deliberately put people in that role, Cricket Tasmania, that didn't want the overall role. So who gets that one will be really interesting. But they hope to have that person in place by the start of the Big Bash campaign. So they obviously won't have anything to do with the Big Bash thing, but that's the timeline they put in place. So fingers crossed that happens. It's obviously a really tough time to be fighting people at the moment, given the way the world is with COVID.
That's for sure. And it's a worldwide hunt for that coach too. And actually, the Shield season fixture got released this week. So they're actually starting earlier. So they're starting the Shield in September. So
yeah, they are into September up in Townsville, their first game. So, yeah, a nice start. And speaking of Jordan Silk during the week, he's pretty happy about that. The less pre-season, he said, the better.
Yeah, indeed. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 5:30. Oh, he's on the Water Boys tomorrow.
Well, I think by the time we talk about footy and Olympics, we're not going to have much time left for much else. So I think we'll just be deep diving into both of those things and having a real good discussion about it.
All right, Water Boys from 10 tomorrow on 7AD. Thanks, mate. Have a good day.
Thanks, Darren. See you.